Hello and welcome. In today's episode, I want to talk about finding a sense of security within. And that can be a sense of security in any area in your life or in all areas of your life, preferably all areas. But as we grow up, right, in this human body that we are all currently in this incarnation, in this lifetime, as we grow up and we have all of these conditions placed upon us, we are taught various things that we take on as being fact, right? Without necessarily having that discernment of the awakened soul, that discernment we gain later on as we awaken. So here we are, we grow up, we have these conditionings, we develop these beliefs and these assumptions and, you know, things like that. And many times we develop insecurities. We develop various attributes of our personalities. And we don't necessarily develop that inner security, because most of the time we're not taught how. I realize that, you know, there are people out there who are extremely confident and, you know, grow up feeling secure, etc. At least that's my perception, just, you know, based on, you know, what I've seen of reality. But there are those that never learn to feel secure within themselves, that never learn to feel worthy within themselves. So that is what I want to talk about today, because I have experience in that area. And yeah, so let's talk about developing that inner security. What I have learned since awakening 3 years ago and going through this process, and it is still a process. It's ongoing. So I still have moments where things come up for me and I have to look at them and think to myself, okay, what is this showing me? Okay, what do I still need to work on? And this morning I was thinking about inner security. All right. So let me give you an example. If you are or have ever wanted a particular job, okay, for either the status or the income, or perhaps it was just something that you were passionate about and wanted to do, and you felt that the status, the money, or even the feeling of doing what you were passionate about, how would that make you feel, right? What type of inner security, inner feeling would that particular job give you? How would it make you feel? Okay. Now there are a couple different things going on here. There's the job and the perception or the sense of what that having that particular job would provide for you or make you feel. Okay? There is, so that's the perception that you have. But then there is the your then there's the true self, right? Who already is secure because you already have everything that you need. You have just forgotten it because perhaps you haven't experienced enough of that in your lifetime. Remember, we have been behind the veil of who we truly are. Our true self has been hidden from us for the purpose of experiencing this life and finding out again who we are as we awaken. So we've been behind that veil. So you already are that secure person. It's just a matter of going within, tuning into yourself, your higher self, source, however you want to define it. Okay, but you are already secure. So what I was thinking about this morning is really time, right? The time that we spend searching for things, searching for or in things outside of ourselves, which again, everything is only a mirrored reflection anyway. So it's really a futile effort searching for things outside of ourselves because everything we see and experience comes from within anyway. So imagine if we knew earlier on, right? And then to just go within, just to be still, sit in silence for a couple of minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, however long that you want to, or however long feels good to you, every day, and just sit with yourself and really get in tune with yourself, in sync with yourself, and just being able to sit and observe your thoughts. Instead of searching without, just sit and see what comes up. Because again, all the answers are within. So if you are able to feel secure within, okay, without having to have a particular thing or be with a particular person, if you're able to find that, feel within it, or feel it within first, you don't have to search outside of yourself because, I mean, again, you're only looking through a mirror anyway. So it's kind of, I mean, granted, it's going to show you what you're doing within, right? It's going to show you. So if you're in that observer mode, you can look at it and say, okay, this is what I need to, this is what it's showing me. This is what I need to work on. But we spend so much time like searching, and eventually you just come right back to self. You come right back to self. And I was thinking about that this morning. It's so interesting because I'm like, wow, all the time that I wasted like searching for something outside of myself, searching for a feeling of worthiness or security or whatever. It already existed, but I just had to find that within, ground myself into that, feel into it, because it's already there. It's who I am. It's who you are. Okay? We are already loving individuals, right? Because that is the core of creation, is love. So we already have that attribute. We are already limitless because the universe consciousness is limitless. And we already have everything that we could ever need or want. We just have to tap into that. So imagine if you going throughout your day, you're searching, for, certain things, you're searching for answers to this or that, or you're looking for, something that's going to bring you happiness or security. You're looking for it, spending all that time. If you were to take some of that time and just sit and be still and realize, like truly realize, I already have all of this, all that I need, all that I want. Recognize that and begin creating from that point of view, that aspect of yourself, that knowingness, you're going to save a lot of time. So again, instead of constantly searching outside of yourself, reel it in. Spend some of the time just sitting with yourself and knowing that if you can find that feeling within, okay, it's automatically going to create without. So if you, coming back to the job, if you find that feeling of security within, knowing, you know what, I am limitless. I create my reality. And by reality, I mean what is within your awareness. Okay. Because everything within your awareness is a manifestation. So if you sit and commune with yourself and realize, I am secure because I know that I am responsible for what I experience in my awareness, and I can change it at any time. Okay. While at the same time, understanding that what you observe now, the things that you may find unpleasant or not necessarily want to experience, it's just a shadow, okay, of previous things that you've thought or had reactions to or believed, etc., your inner conversation. It's a shadow. So it's old, it's dead. You're seeing it now, but it is old, okay? It is just playing out. As you find that feeling of, say, security or happiness, but let's go with security, security within. I'm secure without this or without that, materialistically wise, right? Or without this particular friendship or relationship, without this particular job or car or whatever. I am already secure within myself because I know who I am. I know that I am creating and that I am co-creating with consciousness, with source. Again, whatever name that you want to give it. But I am already secure because I know that I'm responsible for everything that I'm experiencing. I can change it at any time, based on my inner conversations, based on what I am thinking in any given moment, or what I'm believing or assuming about anything. I have the ability to change that. It is my responsibility to change what I'm experiencing. You can take ownership of that, And you can find the feeling that you are searching for outside of yourself within by simply knowing who you are and the power that you possess within yourself as yourself, your true self, your divine self, that limitless power that you have. You won't need to search. You'll simply be able to, instead of searching, just observe. So, I guess what I'm trying to say is, there's so much time that we spend searching outside, again, outside of ourselves. If we could take that time and sit and find the feeling within, it's going to make life a lot easier. Okay? Getting off of that hamster wheel. Or stop spinning your wheels, constantly searching. And find the feeling within. Finding that state. Getting into that state within. And then watching it unfold. So just think about that, right? What are you doing in the midst of your day? What are you searching for? And if you were to sit still, would you be able to find what you're searching for within? Because whatever you're searching for, there is a feeling behind that. There is a state of consciousness, a state that you want to be in, state of happiness or security or, you know, feeling loved or feeling wanted or, you know, feeling abundant or limitless. There's a feeling there, a particular feeling behind anything. Materialistic, any relationship, there's a way that we want to feel. So if you can find that feeling first within yourself, that's what you're going to experience. So again, what are you doing throughout your day? Are you constantly searching for a particular feeling in the things that you're doing throughout your day, right? Say you want a new car. How is that new car going to make you feel? How is that new job going to make you feel? How is, you know, a particular relationship going to make you feel? So think about the feeling. And then if you can sit alone with yourself and find that feeling within, that is what you will experience. It's all within. All right. So that's all I wanted to talk about. Just think about how you're spending your time and how you can rein some of that time in. If you don't already, and sit alone in meditation or even just daydreaming. I daydream a lot of times. I'll just sit with my eyes open and try to get into really the heart space and find the feeling of what I want to experience in this life. And the more often you're able to do that, the more you'll be able to ground yourself in that feeling. And eventually you'll experience what you want to. You'll experience that feeling in what you perceive in your awareness. All right. All right. So that's all I wanted to talk about today. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll see you guys next time. Bye now.